Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prug Jr.
Thanks again for tuning in. I think we're all familiar with the saying, winners never quit and quitters never win. No one wants to be labeled as a quitter because in our culture and in most cultures, quitters are synonymous with failures and no one wants to be a failure. But there's no denying the fact that failing is a part of life. Everyone has failed. When we fail, we often feel defeated, incapable, discouraged, embarrassed. The list of negative, unhealthy emotions and attitudes associated with failure can go on and on and on and on. Even though failure is inevitable, it doesn't have to be fatal. And I think if we start looking at failure in a different perspective, we can benefit from our failures. Now, we've all heard about learning from our mistakes. The saying goes that hindsight is 20/20. We've all looked back on mistakes we made and been able to see clearly where things went wrong or where we went wrong. We see things after the fact that we couldn't see during the fact. Let's get back to the concept of quitting for a minute. Quitting is giving up before the goal is reached. It's abandoning the ship during the storm or before we make it to the destination. It's bailing out. People bail out on pursuing their education, running a business. They bail out on marriages, relationships with family and friends. They bail out on their commitments. They give up and quit, right? Sometimes. But when you put things under a microscope, you realize that things aren't always what they appear. Sometimes what looks like bailing out is actually a very poor ending to a situation that is headed for disaster anyway. We find ourselves in these difficult circumstances and we don't know how to move them forward or exit efficiently, so we bail. Here's what I want to share with you today. When you find yourself in that kind of situation, don't quit, just stop. Now, some of you are probably thinking, aren't quitting and stopping the same thing? No, they aren't. Quitting is an act of desperation, but stopping can be an act of preservation and even lead to salvation, salvaging what's valuable in that circumstance. Stopping is a choice to end a specific activity and admitting this is not working out, what I'm doing isn't helpful, I need to look for another way to go about reaching my goal. Stopping puts an end to a destructive pattern, and it gives you an opportunity to evaluate other ways to continue moving forward, but in a different direction. Stopping brings perspective, responsibility, it restores balance, protects and preserves goals and resources, not to mention your sanity. Stopping waters the seeds of hope. Stopping is a way to acknowledge failure, but to stop failure's course. It's a way to fail forward. It starts with admitting that you're in a rut. You're not soaring like an eagle, you're sitting in a hole. And rule number one when you find yourself stuck in a hole is this: stop digging. The book of Ecclesiastes reminds us that there's a time and a season for all things, a time to hold on and a time to let go. And I can see by the clock that it's time for me to go. Remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I always like to end our podcast with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, this precious gift. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May I bear my pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide me away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to my soul. Let my eyes see the wonders hidden in each moment. May my words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Lord, strengthen my hands for the task before me today. May your thoughts become my thoughts. May your ways become my ways. With your hand on my head and your name in my heart, help me to run well and finish strong. Have an absolutely great day. I'll see you at the finish line.
Finish Podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with a mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.